News.
Authorities are warning residents in this area to expect the worst.
There's a terrible highway accident.
And we mentioned the man has a long criminal history.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, July 14th, 2015. Happy Bastille Day, everybody. It's also the birthday. And it's also the birthday of Tamika Cottle of Escape, also known as Tiny of T.I. and Tiny. Calling America's a nation of second chances, President Obama cut the prison sentences of 46 nonviolent drug offenders yesterday.
Wow.
In what the White House hopes will be just one prong of a broader push to make the criminal justice system fairer while saving the government money. 14 of those sentences were commuted, had been sentenced to life in prison, and the vast majority to at least 20 years. Adding by the president, their punishments did not fit the crime. Now, one of the people whose sentences was commuted was the mother of Denver Broncos wide receiver Demaryius Thomas. Remember this story. Katina Smith was sent to prison for narcotics trafficking in 2000, for which she was supposed to serve 24 years. She was convicted in the Middle District of Georgia on one count of conspiracy to possess cocaine with intent to distribute. She's currently at the Tallahassee Federal Correction Institution in Tallahassee. Her mother, Miss Katina Smith, was offered and refused a reduced sentence for testifying against her mother, Minnie Pearl Thomas, who was arrested alongside her in a 1999 crack cocaine distribution setup. So Minnie Thomas was reportedly sentenced to life in prison since she was a third-time offender and will remain in prison, where she and Smith have been since Demaryius was 11 years old.
Wow.
He's now a wide receiver for the Denver Broncos. I don't know if you've seen this story, but it was several times. I think it was last fall where they were telling the story. But she is one woman. She's going to get out on November 10th.
46 people out and make room on the couch. Pee-wee coming on.
So, what percentage of the 46 are black?
I'm going to, I was looking for that this morning, Tom, and I don't have it, but I will have it for you.
What's the percentage of black folks in jail?
Oh.
It's higher than 46.
yeah.
I wonder.
It's much higher than the percentage of African Americans in this country.
Yeah. I know that.
Yeah.
Crystal, vet that. Tell me how many, if you can find, how many of the 46 are African Americans, and what's the
percentage of blacks in prison?
I know one thing. There's going to be some happy mamas and baby mamas when these 46 get out of jail.
Definitely.
Yeah.
The family of Eric Garner, who died while being placed in a police officer's chokehold, reached a $5.9 million settlement with the city of New York yesterday.
I thought they said they weren't going to take the $5 million.
But now they've settled at 5.9.
No, I thought she said she needed 75.
Well, that was the original. That was the original lawsuit against the city asking for 75 million.
But somebody talked to her, huh?
But they settled at 5.9.
Rev talked to him.
Reverend Al.
He said, you know how many cigarettes Eric could have had to sell to get $5 million? You better take that money. This man was selling loose squares.
It was our guest, Damon. It was not me.
Hey, I'm visiting. I can jump that out there.
How many loose cigarettes you have to sell?
You know how many cigarettes he would have to sell? I'm sorry.
Okay.
Starbucks, the great Michael Kottman on Black America Web today. Starbucks commits to hiring diverse workforce. Will other corporations do the same? That is the question. And we were talking about this last week, Tom. Historically Black college, Central State University, has covered Bill Cosby's name on the sign of the building named for him.
Hmm.
The spokesperson for Central State.
What do I always say?
Never.
Never
a person's name on
a building until after they die.
Right. Mm.
So they covered up the Cosby name. It's the Camille O. and William H. Cosby Mass Communication Center, and now it just says Mass Communication Center.
Oh, they took Camille down, too?
Well, it's the Cosby.
I didn't do nothing. I didn't put nobody to sleep.
They donated more than $1 million to the university.
Never put a name on a building
until the person is dead.
Yes. Ask the O.J. Simpson High School. the O.J. Simpson High School in the Bay Area.
They'll tell you right now. Tom, right about that thing.
Seriously, ignorant news from Damon Williams coming up. 16 before the hour. This is the TJMS.